Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday, October 11th. Rod Stewart with, man, I know he's got a lot of hits, but that one might be my favorite. Every Picture Tells a Story, the lead or the title song from that same album. On this day in 2016, Rod Stewart became a Sir. He was on cloud nine, he said, being knighted by the Duke of Cambridge at Buckingham Palace. Singer honored in the Queen's birthday honors list in recognition of his services to music and charity. Rod Stewart knighted on this day in 2016 by the Duke of Cambridge. Every Picture Tells a Story from Rod Stewart. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Big Friday show, and we continue talking about the NBA, China, and the bending of the knee, and the NBA importing China's authoritarianism to the U.S. and press conferences. More on that in a moment. I want to get back to Greg Popovich very quickly. Popovich, we heard the clip in the past segment. He said that Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, has been great. He was very brave and courageous to take on the Clippers owner for saying racist things, and very brave and courageous for appearing at an LGBTQ parade in New York City. Again, as I mentioned, those things aren't necessarily brave. It is not brave for an NBA commissioner to do things he knows he will be praised for, that no one in the media will criticize him for. It's not really courageous. He then said Silver took a great stand for free speech, for freedom of speech. You know, that initial tweet by the Rockets general manager, you know, he deleted that tweet and has apologized for that tweet. So how are you defending freedom of speech when your employee, who works for the league, team in the league, felt so much pressure that he deleted an innocuous tweet about Hong Kong's freedom and then felt need for a multi-part Twitter apology? That tweet's not going back up. Daryl Morey, the GM of the Rockets, doesn't feel safe putting it back up. No way. So what is he doing, the NBA commissioner, about freedom of speech? Nothing. And then, of course, Popovich closes by saying, well, you know, it's Donald Trump's very bad. He's a bad guy. And the past 3 years have been bad. And that's it. There's no addressing of the actual issue going on here from Greg Popovich. Mentioned the NBA importing the authoritarianism and control over the media. Yesterday, I'm not going to play the audio because there's not much to the audio, just the question. You can't hear the exchange, really. But a CNN international reporter asked two Rockets players, James Harden and Russell Westbrook, if they would feel differently about speaking on political and societal affairs because of events with the NBA in China. An NBA spokesperson then interrupted and said, they are not going to answer that question. We are taking basketball questions only. The reporter said, hey, it's a legitimate question. The rep said, it's already been answered. And then the reporter said, well, they can answer it again. And the two Rockets players sat back, arms folded, stayed silent. There's the NBA taking control over media at a press conference asking about China. And here we go with Steve Kerr, and I feel bad. I do. I called him a moron before the break, and I hate name calling, and I shouldn't have done that. But I think this is really a ridiculous, ridiculous comment by Steve Kerr. This is the second time he's weighed in. This is after Donald Trump made some comments. We might play them later. This is Steve Kerr yesterday asked at a press conference, have you been asked about human rights abuses while in China? First, laughable because of the control China has on its press. But let's continue. The question to Steve Kerr, and listen to his answer. Have you been asked about human rights abuses while in China? Here's Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors.
It has not come up in terms of people asking me about it, people discussing it. No. Nor has our record of human rights abuses come up either. You know, things that our country needs to look at and resolve, that hasn't come up either. So none of us are perfect, and we all have different issues that we have to get to. And saying that is my right as an American. Doesn't mean that I hate my country. It means I want to address things, right? But people in China didn't ask me about, people owning AR-15s and mowing each other down in a mall. I wasn't asked that question. So we can play this game all we want and go all over the map and, you know, there's this issue and that issue. And the world is a complex place and there's more gray than black and white.
Oh, that could be just so wound up. Oh, Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors. The grotesque moral equivalence to equate what China does. Government-sponsored campaigns of mass exterminations, for one, among others. Holding people in camps. Silencing Hong Kong protesters. To equate that with the Second Amendment. To say because Americans own AR-15s, we are just as bad as China, and so why should we criticize? No, none of us are perfect, so says Steve Kerr. It is just ridiculous. Beckett Adams from the Examiner saying, oh, yes, great point. Isolated mass shootings perpetrated by madmen, individual madmen, is the same thing as government-sponsored campaigns of mass exterminations. Very clear, you know, equivalence there between those two issues in the U.S. and China. And again, neither Popovich nor Kerr, neither of them, who have been outspoken on any number of issues here in the U.S., have the courage to simply criticize China. Both of their answers, Popovich 2 days ago, Kerr in his first response where he just feigned ignorance, and then yesterday in the response which he's heard, have the courage to simply criticize China. They have to take shots at the United States at the same time. We're bad too. The U.S. has a terrible human rights record too, just like China, just like the authoritarian regime of China. Oh, it gets me fired up. This is an issue not going away. We're going to talk about it more this morning. Others will as well. And the NBA deserves every single thing it's going to get out of this controversy. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.